Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In his thought-provoking work, Fake, Fake Money, Fake Teachers, Fake Assets, How Lies Are Making the Poor and Middle Class Poorer, Robert T. Kiyosaki challenges the conventional wisdom surrounding finances and education. Drawing on his diverse experiences as an entrepreneur, investor, and educator, Kiyosaki explores the systemic lies that have contributed to the financial struggles of the poor and middle class. He dissects the myths that have been propagated by traditional education systems and financial institutions, urging readers to question the status quo and rethink their understanding of wealth and assets. This book functions not only as a critique of current societal norms, but also as a guide to reclaiming financial independence through awareness and practical knowledge. Kiyosaki's candid insights and relatable anecdotes encourage readers to reevaluate their beliefs about money, wealth creation, and the education they receive. The value of the book lies in its ability to provoke critical thinking and inspire readers to take charge of their financial destiny by recognizing the imposters in their financial lives. With a clear focus on the disconnection between information and action, Kiyosaki equips readers with the mindset needed to discern real opportunities from mere illusions, ultimately paving a path towards genuine financial success. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding fake money. Kiyosaki's concept of fake money revolves around the idea that what we perceive as money often lacks intrinsic value. He emphasizes that modern currency, like fiat money, is fundamentally different from tangible assets such as gold or real estate. The author explains how the reliance on printed money, without backing by physical commodities, leads to inflation and devaluation. This, in turn, disproportionately affects those who are already struggling financially. Kiyosaki accentuates the importance of financial literacy in recognizing the differences between genuine wealth and the temporary allure of fake money. He encourages readers to focus on building actual assets, investments that grow in value over time, rather than accumulating cash that can lose value due to inflation. By educating oneself on the nature of money and its systemic flaws, individuals can safeguard their wealth and pursue financial independence. Secondly, the myth of conventional education. Kiyosaki argues that the traditional education system fails to prepare students for financial success. He critiques the focus on academic achievements and standardized testing while neglecting essential life skills such as financial management and investment strategies. In his view, the current schooling system often perpetuates a cycle of dependency on employment and reinforces the status quo of working for money instead of making money work for you. He advocates for alternative educational pathways, such as entrepreneurship and practical financial training, that empower individuals with the knowledge required to make informed decisions about their finances. By challenging the educational norms, Kiyosaki inspires readers to seek out real-world financial insights and to reject outdated teachings that limit their financial potential. Thirdly, recognizing fake teachers. In this section, Kiyosaki emphasizes the role of mentors and educators in shaping our understanding of finance. He warns readers about the prevalence of fake teachers who may lack real-world financial success despite their credentials. Kiyosaki stresses the importance of learning from individuals who have successfully navigated the financial landscape rather than relying on theoretical knowledge alone. He encourages readers to critically assess their teachers and seek guidance from those who practice what they preach. By discerning the difference between educators who offer actionable insights and those who provide only academic perspectives, individuals can align themselves with genuine mentors who can propel their financial journey forward. Fourthly, identifying fake assets. Kiyosaki introduces the concept of fake assets, which he defines as investments that do not generate true value or cash flow. He draws a clear distinction between real assets, such as real estate and businesses that produce income, and liabilities that masquerade as assets, like luxury cars or expensive gadgets. By educating readers on the importance of evaluating potential investments accurately, Kiyosaki empowers them to make informed choices that align with their financial goals. He emphasizes the significance of cash flow and encourages readers to build a portfolio of genuine assets that provide financial stability and growth. By identifying and investing in actual assets, individuals can work towards achieving long-term financial independence and avoid the pitfalls associated with fake assets. Lastly, the importance of financial education. Kiyosaki places strong emphasis on the necessity of financial education as a means of breaking free from the cycle of poverty and financial struggle. He advocates for self-directed learning through books, seminars, and real-world experiences that enhance one's understanding of money management and investment principles. Kiyosaki argues that traditional schooling often overlooks the essential skills required for financial prosperity, leading many to rely on outdated paradigms of earning and saving. He encourages readers to adopt a mindset of continuous learning, allowing them to adapt to changing market conditions and seize new opportunities. By prioritizing financial education, individuals can develop the tools necessary to make strategic decisions, optimize their investments, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. In conclusion, fake money, fake teachers, fake assets is a must-read for anyone looking to take control of their financial destiny. Kiyosaki's insights serve as a wake-up call for the poor and middle-class individuals who may be unknowingly trapped in a cycle of financial struggle due to misinformation and outdated beliefs. The book provides valuable lessons on distinguishing between genuine financial opportunities and mere illusions that threaten financial well-being. It empowers readers to question the traditional teachings of money management and seek the knowledge and skills required to build true wealth. After reading this book, one comes away with not just newfound awareness, but also a blueprint for action that can radically transform one's financial outlook. Whether you are a young adult just starting your journey, a parent wanting to teach your children about financial responsibility, or someone seeking to break free from the chains of debt, Kiyosaki's book provides the guidance necessary for financial ascent. By embracing the core message of this book, readers can significantly improve their financial literacy, make informed investments, and cultivate true wealth in their lives. Fake is more than a book. It is a transformative guide that equips readers with the knowledge to navigate the complexities of financial life effectively. If you would like to support Robert T. Kiyosaki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.